But look next at verse 54, because David wanted to dedicate his trophies to the Lord. Verse 54 is a tremendous thought, and this is what I want to leave on your minds. God is glorified when his servants dedicate their trophies to him. Okay? Most of us don't think about trophies. Verse 54. Remember David said, I read to you already, I'm going to take your head and all this to Goliath. Well, look, he did. And David took the head of the Philistine, verse 54, and he brought it to Jerusalem, which, by the way, was 12 miles. The Valley of Elah, 8 miles from Bethlehem, 12 miles from Jerusalem. The Philistines were very close. I mean, this battle was in their backyard of the Jews. But he brought the head of the Philistine to Jerusalem. What they usually did is they just, you know, put it on display to show that they won. But look at this. This sounds like us. But he put his armor in his tent. Ha ha. He got the treasure. Who wants an old head, you know? Ugh. You know, that would be gross. And it would, ugh. Unless you did it like cannibals did and took the skull out and shrunk it and had it hanging, you know, like they do in the cannibal places. But I don't think David knew about that. So what he took the good stuff. He took the armor. But look at this. A few years later, where was that very special trophy carefully stowed away? Have you ever asked yourself what happened to Goliath's stuff? His armor, his sword, all the good stuff, the treasures? It wasn't in David's room. It wasn't on his wall for all to see and point to as him being the greatest warrior. No way. David had taken it to the tent of God. Turn to chapter 21 of 1 Samuel with me real quick. Look at 1 Samuel 21 and verse 9. I want to show you what David did with his trophies. Because he carried those trophies to the tent of God, to the place most associated with the Lord on planet Earth. His treasure was on deposit with God. Where are your treasures on deposit? Vanguard? How about the assessor's office? Where are your treasures on deposit? Look where David's were. 1 Samuel 21:9. So the priest said, the sword of Goliath the Philistine, who you killed in the Valley of Elah, where is it? There it is. It's wrapped in a cloth behind the ephod. Where was David? He was in the tent of God. He was with the priest of God. He was in the place where the tabernacle was at that moment. He was right there in the most visibly associated place for God in the whole universe at that moment. And where had he placed his trophy? He had dedicated it to God. He had brought it to the priest back when he was a little boy. Remember in Psalm 132, he loved the Lord's presence. He loved to be around God. He loved to go into his presence. Wherever you love, you'll bring your most special things. And what he loved the most was God. So he brought to God his most special treasure. That is a very big thought that we all should think about this morning. Jesus said it this way, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. And where your heart is, that's where your treasures are headed. I wonder, where are our treasures? Where are we directing them? David took the sword of Goliath, the ultimate trophy of his day, but he didn't take it to show off how great he was. David had started a habit of pointing the glory to God. Any trophy David ever received in all of his years of undefeated conquests, he seems to always give back to the Lord as an honor to his God. David was God's servant, so David gave his trophies to his God all the way through life. He loved the Lord so much that if it was special, he gave it to the Lord. He measured life from God's perspective. Look at 1 Chronicles. You know, this is kind of part of the Bible we don't go to, but keep going to the right. We're in 1 Samuel 21. Then you go 2 Samuel, 1 Kings, 2 Kings, 1 Chronicles, chapter 18. 1 Chronicles 18. You might want to mark this. I have this all marked in my Bible. In fact, some of you wonder, what do you guys do when you go over to Israel all the time? All this kind of stuff. I distinctly remember standing on a hilltop with about 40 saints from TBC and saying, all of you turn and look right where I'm pointing. Look right there. Do you see that little smudge on the horizon? And they were all standing there and video cameras and binoculars and looking. And I said, that's the city of Nob, N-O-B. I said, that's where David took his treasures when he was a little boy and kept doing it his whole life. And I still remember how quiet it was. We went through this whole thing we're going through. There was a lot of reflection. Because all of us need to think about, do we want to give our treasures and our trophies to God? The Lord says, what you give to me, you'll never lose. What you hold on to for all of your life, you will lose. If you hold it, you lose it. If you give it, you keep it. Look at 1 Chronicles 18:11. David, King David, also dedicated these to the Lord. You know, he's just got an unbroken string of victories and conquests and tributes and conquests of great empires and kings and treasures. David also dedicated these to the Lord, along with the silver and gold that he had brought from all these nations, from his campaigns in Edom, from in Moab, from the people of Ammon, from the Philistines, and from Amalek. Did you catch that? David made this a lifelong habit. As God gave David great victories, David was given greater and greater trophies, and so he, in a greater and greater way, gave them back to God. I mean, is there any limit to what God will do with your life if you just keep giving, shoveling it right back to Him and saying, no, it's you. It's not unto us, O Lord. Not unto us, but unto your name be the glory. I don't want to glorify myself. I don't want to maximize myself. I want to minimize, as John the Baptist said. He must increase and I must decrease. See, that's the attitude David had. He said, I'm not about increasing my stuff and my honor and my trophies. It's about you, Lord. He kept giving back to the Lord. There's no limit to what God can do and will do with the life that keeps being given back to Him. Well, let's see the end, okay? Turn over to 1 Chronicles 28:9. So keep going to the right, 28:9. Because this is the father's prayer. After this lifelong attitude, this is David talking to his son. As for you, my son Solomon, know the God of your father and serve Him. And how did David serve Him? Turn the page over to chapter 29. 1 Chronicles 29:2. I have prepared with all my might. I thought you were fighting battles with all your might, David. Oh, no. I fought those battles so I could prepare with all my might gold for things to be made of gold, silver for things of silver, bronze for things of bronze, iron for things of iron, wood for things of wood, onyx stones to be set, glistening stones of various colors, all kinds of precious stones and marble slabs in abundance. Moreover, verse 3, because I've set my affection on the house of my God, I have given to the house of my God over and above all I've prepared for the holy house my own special treasure of gold and silver. Obviously, what happened here is David gave, you know, everything that was obvious to the Lord, all the booty, but he had accumulated even more honors and gold and silver, maybe from his great businesses. I don't know where he got it from. But he said, I didn't just give the stuff everybody knew about. I gave it all. Amazing. My own special treasures. I plugged into Excel yesterday how much all this came to. Because if you look across the page, it says that he has given a lot of stuff. He had given, in verse 7, all of the leaders are given their stuff. But David, he numbers up how much he gave. And he gave 1,000,000 talents of silver and 100,000 talents of gold. A talent, either weighs 60 or 100 pounds. David gave either 60 million pounds of silver to the Lord or 100 million pounds of silver to the Lord. If you add that up at 9.17 an ounce, which was the contract in gold yesterday, and gold at 5.58 or whatever it was yesterday, the 100,000 talents or 60 million pounds of gold, do you know how much that comes to in modern terms? $103 billion, back when dollars were worth something. David gave it all, and we remember that about him.